The National Hispanic Leadership Association says that over the last 5 years, more Hispanics have been added to the federal payroll, but not in proportion with the fast-growing Hispanic population. The group's study says Hispanic representation in the federal workforce has slipped during the Bush administration. Brent Wilkes of the League of United Latin American Citizens says Hispanics are missing out on some good entry-level and high-paying management jobs.
And there's some great jobs in the federal government, good careers, and it's a great opportunity for folks to move into the middle class and even into the upper class in some of these occupations. And it's a great opportunity, and our people are missing out on that opportunity.
Wilkes also contends when Hispanics are underrepresented in the federal government, their communities lack in federal services. The new study gives the Federal Human Resources Agency, the Office of Personnel Management, a grade of F for failing to implement effective recruitment programs. An author of the study, Manny Mirabal, adds many Latinos quit the federal workforce after a relatively short time. He says there needs to be more study of retention efforts.
Because if you want to do something about retaining a particular group of people, then you have to understand why they're leaving. And the federal government's done nothing about doing that either. That's a very, very good question.
The Office of Personnel Management says it hasn't seen the Latino group's report, but earlier this year released different numbers. Spokesperson Michael Orenstein says there are no federal goals in terms of hiring any one group. But Orenstein says the coming retirements of more baby boomers will create more job opportunities, and that the federal government is trying to develop a better understanding of the needs of the next generation of workers. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.